Do you trip over things when you go into your pantry? Did you buy several things at the store only to discover you already had all the items? We start our month focusing on the kitchen. Today, on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we are taking the pantry to task and getting it decluttered and organized. If you are ready to have a pantry where it's easy to locate everything you need, listen for tips to keep your pantry in tip-top shape.
Are you overwhelmed by clutter, looking to organize your life? Do you feel stuck and are ready for a change? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer and coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as she supports you in navigating the waters of decluttering your life and getting organized. Julie thinks outside the box and examines clutter in all areas, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, and more. Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life?
Every second Saturday in May, the United States Postal Service collects items for local food pantries. If you have not decluttered and organized, now is a great time. This gives you a built-in deadline with an easy way to clear clutter. You simply have to walk to the mailbox to donate unwanted items in your pantry. Are you up for the challenge? Let me know if you tackled your pantry and how it went. Please do not donate any expired food. You can find out more information at usps.com. Clearing pantry clutter. Most pantries have a lot of clutter and can be a dumping ground. Take out everything in the pantry, everything on the shelves, on the walls, underneath the shelves. Completely empty it. Take the time to dust and sweep. After you've cleaned, sort what you have into categories. You need to sort by how it makes sense to you, but here are some suggestions. Dry goods, such as coffee, cornmeal, flour, pasta, rice, oatmeal. Baking supplies, including sugar, baking powder, baking soda, chocolate chips, and condensed milk. Spices, basil, bay leaves, bouillon cubes, chili powder, and cinnamon. Canned goods like chicken broth, soup, or tomatoes. Condiments, barbecue, ketchup, mayo, mustard, olive oil. Bread, bagels, English muffin, and buns. Remember, it must make sense to you. My salt, baking soda, and baking powder are with spices, but for someone else, it might make sense to have with baking supplies. You will also want to sort for your lifestyle. Snacks may be a category that you need and could include applesauce, chips, and granola bars. You might also need an area for pet food. We keep our cat food in the pantry. Organizing the pantry. Now that you've sorted all your pantry items, it's time to organize the pantry. Organize pantry shelves with food items grouped by categories that you created. Utilize space. We put a huge rack on the back of the door where we have spices, tea, and oils. We also put up a shelf where we have wet cat food. We have one area dedicated for cleaners and one for pet supplies. You may want to consider containers for cereal or pasta. If you eat a lot of something and buy in bulk, this can help keep it fresh. We have pourable containers for each of our cat's food. Think about what you use often and try and keep that within easy reach. Bulky or heavy items, such as cleaners or bags of dry pet food, might be better underneath the shelves.
Did you start to get organized but got stuck? Need some questions answered or customized suggestions? Simply looking for a professional organizer to bounce some ideas? Our online Ask a Professional Organizer office hours gives you the chance to ask award-winning professional organizer Julie Caraccio questions about decluttering and organizing for your home, life, office, and more. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
Here's a tip. Create a list of items you regularly buy and laminate it or keep a copy in an app or on your computer. You can easily reuse as your grocery list and check items that you need. If you keep on the fridge or close by, everyone can mark when something is out and you need it. Santa Claus brought us Echo from Amazon and Alexa is the assistant. I never thought I would get rid of paper lists, but I now use Alexa exclusively. All I have to do is say, "Hey Alexa," add X to the grocery list, and it is done. I have an app for my iPad, and I pull that up at the store. Alexa's in the kitchen, so this makes it almost foolproof for me that I'll get everything I need when I go to the grocery store. Although I would suggest buying it on sale. I know that my husband got a great deal on Echo. Green tips for your pantry. Here are some tips to keep your pantry eco-friendly. Avoid excess packaging. Buy in bulk. Note on this, be careful. Do not go overboard and buy a ton of stuff in bulk. Costco can make us buy stuff that we may never use. I buy chicken stock in bulk because I use it all during the winter, but I wouldn't get a huge bag of flour because I don't cook with it as much. Know your eating habits and buy in bulk things you will use in a reasonable amount of time. Buy large bottles of juice instead of boxes. Get the largest size, and rather than individually wrapped, you can portion in reusable containers. Avoid cans that cannot be recycled or reused. Pressurize whipped cream and cooking spray, for example. Whip up fresh cream with a mixer or use a product in a recyclable container. Refillable metal or plastic sprayos from Misto are a great alternative, and you can control the amount of oil you use. Keep your kitchen well stocked to avoid last-minute runs that waste gas and time. If you have your list, you always know when you are about to run out or have run out of something. Be open to using substitutions and recipes. Dried cranberries instead of raisins. There are all sorts of recipe and cooking websites out there that will have suggestions so you can use what you have instead of having to make an extra trip to the store. Takeaways from today's podcast. Take out everything in the pantry. After you've cleaned the pantry, sort everything you have into categories that make sense to you. Organize pantry shelves with food items grouped by categories that you created. Consider using containers to house small portions of items you buy in bulk. Create a list of items you regularly buy. Keep it on the refrigerator or close by so everyone can mark when something is out. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to clear clutter and share your gifts with the world? The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. So what step will you take today? Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of our 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter. Julie Caraccio provides coaching, professional organizing and speaking, organizing classes, positive affirmations, and her unique How to Declutter Your Life course. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Subscribe to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out and join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m.